You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is now here to take a look at the weather forecast. He's from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, thanks for being with us. Tell me about those areas in Ohio and northeastern Indiana that have been dried. Is there any relief on the way for them?
There is, and it's going to be fairly significant for parts of Ohio. Now, northeastern sections of Indiana and northwesternmost Ohio may not get a lot of rain out of this deal, but we will see rain occur in quite a few areas. The most significant precipitation is going to be in the heart of Ohio. Central, western, and southern sections of the state will end up with some significant amounts of rain, probably running 1 to 3 inches, some local totals over 4 inches. The one bit of encouragement is that midday today, the computer forecast models were starting to lift the storm a little more to the north, and if that continues, we will bring some needed rain to northeastern Indiana and northwestern Ohio, and if everything continues on this track, maybe even Michigan. Now, these three areas have been very, very dry for several weeks, and it's gotten a lot worse here with above normal temperatures in the last several days. So the stress levels in crops is pretty high. So this is an important event, certainly for soybeans in these states.
The rest of the Corn Belt still doing okay?
Yes. There's a few pockets of dryness out on the far western fringes of the region, South Dakota and a few areas in Nebraska. We're going to dry out a few spots in central Iowa for a little bit, but they've got good subsoil moisture. So, no, I don't think there's going to be much of a threat for any other production area in the Midwest, at least not in the immediate future.
Let's circle the rest of the globe now. Start with the West Texas cotton crop.
Yeah, the West Texas cotton crop, they have about 40% of that crop is not irrigated, and that crop has been limping along in all those day after day 100-degree temperatures that have been occurring here this summer. Their cooler days are in the 90s. That's still pretty stressful for crops that don't have any moisture to work with. So there's going to be a significant amount of tropical moisture moving into that area starting on Thursday night and continuing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So there was going to be some relief in those areas, and we're hoping it'll be enough to turn that crop around a little bit. Outside of Texas, we're watching some areas in the rest of the world, and over in Europe in particular. France has been dry for multiple weeks. I think we talked about that last Wednesday, and it is still dry and going to go another 7 days without rainfall significance, and then it's going to get very hot as well late this coming weekend, early next week. So their corn and sunseed crop is definitely in jeopardy. There's some dryness also in Ukraine and some eastern portions of both Romania and Bulgaria. These areas are seeing some scattered showers, but they're just not getting the kind of rain they need, so they're also on the list of places to watch.
Drew, thanks so much.
All right, you have a good day.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Don't forget to keep a couple of things in mind next week. I'll be at the Illinois State Fair and the Ore Center on Tuesday. That's Ag Day. And then on the 18th, Thursday morning, you're invited out to Agronomy Day on the South Farms, actually the further south Farms, because we've moved our facilities, at least for this particular event. We've moved the event to a different facility on South First Street. Just go straight south from the Assembly Hall, the Memorial Stadium area on First Street, and you'll find it on the east or the left side of the road.